Superstars. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, where I, your host, Wesley Virgin, go live every night via my Instagram account to give all of you the opportunity to pick my brain. So great evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How you feeling? How much money did you make today? Are you making progress? I'm here once again. If you don't know who I am, then shame on you. I'm a young black kid from Houston, Texas, and I grew up pretty average, pretty poor. Didn't have much, but over decades, I educated myself, and not formal education. I dropped out of college. I got kicked out of the army. Been jailed a few times as well. But in lieu of all that, I still became a multimillionaire, self-made here. And I spend my evenings, my nights with you, with people around the world, to give them the opportunity to pick my brain, to ask them any question that they have as it relates to their business, or even as it relates to manifesting their dreams. I am a believer that you can manifest your dreams. I'm a believer in that you can visualize the life that you want. I am an advocate that you can use your mind in a way to be able to create the exact lifestyle or the life that you want to have while you spend time on this planet here. Okay? Hey, what's going on, guys? So go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out here. Guys and gals. Okay. Let me see here. Go ahead and comment your name below. See my red light? You like it? It's my red light here. Maybe it's going to be a red light special. You never know. Give me a second. Hey, Shorty, how are you? Jonathan Chapman, how are you, sir? Aryan, how are you? Ali from the South of Africa. Lincho the Great. Angie, how are you? Shaq from London, how are you? Anna. Prisha, make sure you take notes as well. Take notes. You know, think of these rants as school, like class, like Prosperity University. You're here not just to listen, you're here to learn something, you're here to take what you learn and apply it to your life, okay? So, if you're going to join the rants, if you're going to spend time with me here tonight, well, make sure you take notes here, okay? So, Loretta, how are you? Shrusti, Rosa Mary. Wes, what was the book played nice, but when it got, what? Play nice but win. Oh, play nice but win. I think that's the guy that owns Dell Computers. I forgot his name, but he's talking about the book Win But Play Nice. It's Michael Dell. Michael Dell. He's the author of that book. Great book. Hey Latanya, how are you? Sleepy her, Annie, how are you? Sherry, how are you? All right, so we're going to do a Q&A tonight. Go ahead and comment your questions below. Okay. Q&A. Talk to me. Let's have a conversation tonight. Boo J, hey, what's going on? Renee from Texas, how are you? Patrick. Hello, sir. Dre, how are you? And thank you for sharing and liking this video for me. I do appreciate that. So we can get the word out, you know, about the rant. Bird, the word. So we got to get out this information. It's up to you to share it and like it if you are getting value, of course. Okay? Because as you can see, I'm working hard. I'm laying in my bed right now. Relax, working hard, talking to you. So you can at least share this and like it. Show me some love. You don't answer everyone, especially Nigerians. That's not true. What's the question here? What's the question here? What's the rant? The rant is that I will be completely genuine and honest with you about any question you ask as it relates to building success and building wealth. I'm worth $40 million. I don't have $40 million cash. Let me make that clear. I just have assets from my vehicles. I have real estate. I have companies. And if I sold everything at the top of the market, you know, maybe around 35 million, you know, but of course I exaggerate and I say 40, but honestly, maybe $30 million is the amount of money I would get if I would liquidate everything that I own. Okay. What's your thought about facing the wall and meditating? It doesn't matter if you face the wall, face the mirror, face the bed. It doesn't matter at all, as long as you do it. What's next? Are you an investor? Yeah, I invest in myself every day. I meditate, I read, I work. So every day I invest in myself for sure. And I work out, go to the gym, invest in my body, I invest in my health. Absolutely. I'm definitely an investor. What would you say is the best asset to obtain when starting to build wealth? Yeah, that's a great question here. And I want you to listen close. Thank you. So who asked me that? Who was that? Renee, thank you so much for being intelligent tonight. You're awesome. Listen, I think the best asset, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s. The best asset, if you want to build wealth, that a person must have is emotional regulation. Okay? Emotional regulation. If you want to build anything, you have to be able to manage your emotions. Because let me tell you something. I don't care if you're in the real estate world. You can be in the business world. Your job. Doesn't matter what niche you're in. Internet marketing, digital marketing, network marketing. If you can't manage your emotions, you're not going to be as successful as you can be if you are able to regulate your emotions. And I think the best asset, not just that, but a second asset that is important is when you're trying to start a business, you know, some of the practical steps is the skill of sales. Okay? And I think this is what entrepreneurs that are successful, they don't talk enough about. You need to learn how to sell marketing. It doesn't matter if you have the best product. You're going to have the best service, best nail salon, best barbershop, best product on Amazon. It doesn't matter. If you can't market the product, no one will ever see it. There are shitty products on the planet right now that people buy every single day. And I can name them. Coca-Cola. That's not the best product. I mean, it's killing people. It's so much sugar in Coke. Right? It's nothing nutritious about a Coca-Cola. But yet, it's the number one selling drink on the planet right now. Everywhere. If you go to any restaurant on the planet, they have Coke. Around the world. Why? Because of marketing. So, if you want to build a skill or an asset, learn how to market. Learn how to sell stuff. Okay? No man, no woman that can sell will ever be broke. Ever. That's a skill that you should perfect. See, a lot of you say, well, I want to start a business. Let me get a website. Let me watch some videos on YouTube and learn how to start a digital marketing company, an affiliate marketing, network marketing. Listen, you need to learn how to sell. Take some sell courses. Get online and take a sales course. Learn how to communicate effectively. Like, go to these places, I can't remember the name, where you can speak in front of people. Learn how to communicate effectively. Okay? Sales. Every CEO that I know personally, they all know how to sell, and they sell very well. Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, the guy was the greatest salesperson on the planet. That's the reason why you have an iPhone in your hand right now. Some of you. Okay? It's the reason why you stand in line and you wait for the next iPhone to be available, even though it's no difference. There's no disparity between the last iPhone and this iPhone. It's the same phone, a little bigger, more cameras, but it does the same stuff. It functions the same way. But Steve Jobs did such a great job at marketing that people are waiting, just like they wait for Jordans. You know those shoes? Like, Jordan haven't played in 20, 30 years. But yet people are still buying Jordans. Isn't that insane? It's called great marketing, okay? So learn how to market. Learn how to sell. That's the key. I'm a great salesperson. I'm the best, in my opinion. Like McDonald's. McDonald's probably have the worst food on the planet. I mean, it's not quality, okay? But yet, they are, to date, the most lucrative, highly grossing food restaurant on the planet. Who hasn't been to McDonald's? McDonald's is everywhere. I've been to over 30 countries in my life. There's a Big Mac in every country I've ever been to. Fries, shake, McFlurry. But the food is shit. But yet, they are great at marketing. When I leave my house in Houston, Texas, there's always a line at McDonald's. Even though you know this food is crap. Like, people know it's crap. That's insane, right? You know it's disgusting. But yet, there's a line in the drive-thru. Every day. It's great marketing. Okay? Next question for me. Yeah, Toastmasters. Listen, for everybody that wants to learn how to communicate, because people ask me at time, Weston, how did you learn how to communicate so well? Go to Toastmasters. I've been to a few Toastmasters. Toastmasters are places where you can go with other people who are just like you, who are trying to learn how to communicate, not just with themselves, but in front of people, okay? How to become comfortable, learn how to articulate yourself properly, learning how to not just speak, but to influence, okay? To really get people to listen to you close. Okay, so Toastmasters, find one in your area. I went to Toastmasters in my 20s because I wanted to learn how to communicate better. I wanted to learn how to communicate in front of an audience. I wanted to learn how not to be nervous, okay? Next question for me. Hey, Pam, how are you? Lucas, how are you? Wes, how can I sell my Forex course? What do you mean, how can you sell it? If you already built it out, now you need to market the course. Webinar, VSLs, choose one. Hey, Wes, you are the GOAT in bringing the best out of people. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Yeah, and I do believe I'm the GOAT, the greatest of all time to do what I do. I am the GOAT. Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive that as well. What is your PO address? That's a great question. I need to find it. Next question for me here. Hey, Lucas, how are you? Nate Tyson, sprinkle a little Shay. Questions for me, folks. Talk to me. Okay? That was a great question from Renee. That was amazing, actually. Smash the like button if you guys can still hear me. I have the phone about 1 foot from my mouth. I just want to make sure that you can hear me. So just hit the love button if you can hear me clearly here. Thank you. All right, next question for me. Talk to me. Talk to Daddy Wes. Open up. Wesley, I don't know how to use your app. What do you mean? It's very self-explanatory, man. You log on, it asks you your name. Type it. It asks you, what do you want? Type it. Choose your voice and your mood, and it's going to create the song for you. It's very simple. Next question for me here. Have you ever thought about recording music? No, I'm not a singer. Well, maybe I am. Let me give you guys a little bit. There's something wrong with you. Every time I come knocking you, you be talking about you loving me. What do you guys think? Contract. And someone said, oh no. Weston, how do you make a poster for your business for transportation? A poster? What do you mean a poster? Explain. And there's no T in my name, by the way. It's Wesley. Gracias. What's next? Love the red light. Smash the like button if you love it. Wesley, music isn't for you. Why? Well, that's why I created a music app that helps you manifest your dreams. It's called Dreamers. What are some tips on having patience with talking with people who are difficult in teaching conversation and for me not to give up on them so quickly? Well, first of all, you can't beg people to listen to you, okay? I learned this from Jordan Peterson. He said, if people are not listening to you, you need to stop talking. Honestly, like if it's noticeable that people are not listening to you, stop talking because they're not listening to you. And it's not up for you to make people listen to you. The people that listen, talk to those people. The people that don't listen, don't talk to them. Make sense? It's a waste of time and a waste of energy. I had to play around with your app a bit because I found that adding too much detail for a song is not the best thing to do. All of it doesn't get into the song, but after playing with it for a bit. Good job, brother. Yeah. You know, I want you guys to play around with the app. As a matter of fact, can I get someone to come at the website below just in case any iPhone users would like to get the app today? It's www.dreamriz.com, and it's just a music app that conditions your mind to manifest your dreams faster. It's the first app of its kind. You will not see anything like it. We are the first to market, but the app, the music in the app, conditions your mind to achieve your dreams. I don't sing in the shower, Alicia. How many of you have already downloaded the app? I'm just curious. Comment below if you are an iPhone user. And let me know in the comments below if you already downloaded the app. Because I want to get your feedback. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to see in the app. Right now, we have beta testers, and I'm getting feedback, and I love it. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think you need to make sure that you condition your mind properly for what you want. My goal is to make it very comfortable, make it a very easy experience for people to utilize around the world to manifest their dreams. What are your thoughts on the future of solar? You know, I don't have any thoughts about that. Oh, much love. How many songs have you guys created so far? I want to know if I have anybody that have created more than 20 songs. I had one lady, she created like 15 songs already. A playlist, and that's what you should do. You should create a playlist. Something that you're going to put on repeat. Like I was talking to my daughter tonight. Yeah, let me tell my daughter's story. Her name is Deasia Tippins. That's my baby. That's my girl. I love her to life. And she's in nursing school. And I know she was struggling a bit with her classes, so I created a song for her. And she said, Dad, after listening to the song, I did much better on my next two tests. And she just listened to it at night. She just plays it on repeat. She uses it to go to sleep. It's powerful. And her grade increased just by listening to the app. Because I made it very specifically for her nursing classes to make, you know, A's in a certain grade in the courses. So yeah, you can use it with your schooling. If you got an interview for a job, play the app. Then guarantee that you unconsciously do and say what you need to say to get the job. There's so many cases, like there's so many use cases. It's probably gonna take me 6 months to implement everything I want to add to this app because it's so many use cases. That's why it's so important for you folks who have downloaded the app to give me your feedback because there's so many ways to use the app and to benefit from it. Wow, 5 songs, good job. Good job. All right. So many people have the app. We'll love variations of songs of Jim and Dream Res. And it actually does variations. And let me tell you what we're going to implement. I was going to announce this in about a week, but I'm going to go ahead and announce it now. So we understand there are different generations, such as the baby boomers. We have Generation X. We have millennials, we have Generation Zs, right? And we understand that every generation has their own dialect, their own type of language, if that makes sense. So what we're gonna do in the next update, when you create a song, is the song is gonna be created based off the year that you were born with the language that you're familiar with. Make sense? It's gonna use the words that your age group or your generation is familiar with. So it's going to be very different variations of song based off when you were born. Isn't that fascinating? Because the goal is to build relatability. We want to relate to you. We want you to listen to something that relates to you. Make sense? Wow, Flex Beauty has over 30 songs. And another thing we're going to do, the more songs that you create, that you're going to be giving badges and special upgrades. So maybe like every week, we're going to announce, the user that has the biggest, the largest playlist. It'll pop up and they'll win a special badge or a special, maybe even money, honestly. Or coins. But yeah, I think Flex Beauty, she's leading the way. She has 30 songs right now. Wes, in your early days when you were in debt and building your business, did you take the profit you made to pay off your debt and you waited until you made a million? Yeah, so my debt, I had about maybe $60,000 in debt before I made $1 million. And that debt came from just spending so much money on courses. I was traveling to different cities, going to courses and spending a lot of money on books and courses, right? And paying rent and paying credit cards and paying for food and gas. So I made $1 million in 1 month. Many of you know my story already, so I just took that $60,000 and I just paid off the debt very quickly. So I would say if you're in debt right now and you're persevering your dreams, it's okay to be in debt. It's not a big deal. It's so unfortunate that the world tells you that debt is bad. I mean, come on. What's wrong with a little debt? It's not a big deal. Many people that are very successful have debt. Debt is not bad. Debt is just using other people's money, right? It's not bad. It's a normal thing to have, honestly. Even now, I'm not debt-free. I could be, but I'm not. The right tonality and cadence of your voice is big for me. So different voices and ways of speaking would be a plus for the app.
Okay. I like that. I agree with you.
You know, I'm going to think about that. We're going to think about implementing. Because I know me, how I speak, I know how to change my tonality, my voice inflection, or even my cadence when I'm trying to convey a message to you. So you're right. I think this would be very beneficial because tonality and voice cadence and inflection is very, very imperative to influence. And that's influencing the brain. What's the app name? DreamRiz. Can somebody write down the app name, please? www.dreamriz.com. Or go to my bio. The link is there. It's in my bio, Pam. When is the app coming to Android? I'm not sure yet, but right now, go buy your iPhone. Hey, Shirley. Hey, Jay. How are you? Where's the app found at? It's in the App Store. Go to www.dreamriz.com. Click on the link at the bottom of the page, and it's going to take you straight to the App Store to download the app.
Okay?
And if you guys don't mind, can you share this video for me? Can everybody share this right now so I can get more people to get the app? And it's free. I'm not charging you anything. We will have in-app purchases, but the app is free to join. Just try it out. See if you love it. If you love it, share it out. Tell your mama. Tell your daddy. Tell your boyfriend, girlfriend, your mama, cousin, your Pookie, Ray Ray. Okay? Tell everybody. I appreciate that if you do. Songs. Sky High Marketing. I love it. We have a competition now. Yeah, like I said before, I have about 10 songs. You need to create a long playlist for you because it's just like a playlist when you have artists that create songs. They have about 14 songs or 15, I'm not sure. Well, you need to have a playlist for your life. You need to have a song for your health, for your wealth, for your love life, and any other areas of life that you want to perfect or anything that you want. It's like the story for your life, okay? That you listen to on a daily basis when you're in the car, when you're in the toilet, when you're working out, when you're in that cubicle at work doing nothing. Listen to it. You want to consume your mind with this information. Why? You get what you think about most of the time. So if you're listening to your dreams and your desires all day long, what tends to happen is you're going to manifest those things, okay? Is it unlimited songs you can create? For right now, it is unlimited, but in the next week or so, it will be limited, right? It's very expensive to run an app like this. Extremely. If you guys knew the cost, you was like, Wesley, you love us that much? Absolutely. It is very expensive to run this app, to do what it's doing in the back end. So we do eventually, I will have to charge, and you would have to invest, you know, a couple of dollars a month to get access to more songs for sure. But right now it's free. So I would say get it while it's free. You can create as many songs as humanly possible. right. You're very welcome, Kobe. Are you still selling courses? Absolutely. What is the app? Dream Risk. Go to my bio. Download the app. Can somebody help the people that do not have access to the app? Send them to my bio. The link is there. Download it. I like how after the song ends, the next one plays automatically. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. Yeah, we set it up. And we also going to send an update to Apple that it plays even when your phone goes on the lock screen. And we're also going to have it configured that the song can only be played in the app. Okay. We're going to disable downloading to your phone, maybe for a cost in the future. But we want people to be on the app because that's where the magic happens, on the app itself. Okay? So that's coming very soon. I can't seem to find more than one mood. Yeah, I understand that. But in about a week or two, there will be over 10 moods. They're going to be different moods. We're going to have different voices. Understand, right now it's in beta. This is beta test. We released it because we wanted to see the proof of concept. We wanted to see if people actually love the app, right? Because if you didn't love it, then I'm not going to continue to create the app, all right? So we have to test the marketplace, so we test the marketplace and, you know, people are getting a ton of positive feedback right now. So we're going to add more voices. We're going to add more moods. We're even going to have an option that you will be able to clone your voice and use your voice. So imagine hearing yourself talk to yourself about your dreams and desires. Pretty phenomenal, right? Thank you. Thank you, Flex Beauty. So the moods and voices are coming soon. You created an app that creates songs to keep us focused on subconscious level. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say be creative, you know? For sure, be creative.
Oh!
Somebody said the site is not working.
Process takeaway.
Well, I doubt that. Let me go to the site right now. No? Here's the site right here, folks. Dream Risk. Set your dreams in motion and transform your mind with Dream Risk. Video.
Are you ready to make your dreams a reality? Introducing the future of manifestation. With our groundbreaking technology, you can now produce and listen to the song that unlocks your dreams, all with just a touch. No more struggling. No more doubts. Just pure, effortless manifestation. Join the thousands who have already transformed their lives with our innovative method. Don't wait any longer. Start manifesting your dreams today. Available now on www.dreamriz.com. Let your dreams take the lead.
Yeah, that's it. That's the app. Are you guys proud of me or what? Like, I did it for you. There's a problem that exists that people don't want to meditate. You know, they find it hard to eliminate negative thoughts. So listen to a song. You can do that, right? Listen to a song. Who can't do that? Okay? All of you can. Yeah, I'm thinking about adding my voice as well. Since my voice is so sexy, of course, right? So we're thinking about dubbing my voice and adding my voice to the voices there. Okay, very soon. I have a lot of work to do, honestly. a ton, and I'm doing this work for you. Of course, I need my private jet. I'm not going to lie to you. I need that goddamn private jet. The private jet I want is $50 million. I don't need to buy it, but I need to rent it at least. And to rent a private jet, the one that I want, to fly from Columbia to Houston is $75,000 one way. So other than that, I'm doing it for you. Like, I want people to be elated because it's working for them. I want people around the world to say, damn, this app is amazing. My life is turning around just by listening to music. Can you imagine people saying that I'm just listening to music and for some odd reason, I'm attracting things that I want? Can you imagine that? Yeah, we know about the 500 characters, so we're going to address that because I did say be very specific. So, and people are going over the 500 characters, so we may add 1,000 characters to be able to address that. But I do appreciate you guys being very detailed. How many people would like to hear Wes's voice on the app? Yeah, I've already talked to the developers. Like, honestly, if you guys want to know how to create an app, I can help you. I can talk about this as well. It's a few ways to create an app. And then let me tell you what I'm doing. And I'm going to share this with you because I know no CEOs out there. They're not going to tell you how to do it. You know, you got apps like Calm, apps like Instagram, you know, TikTok. They're not going to tell you. Listen, let me tell you what I did. I went to YouTube and I just listened to videos of billion-dollar app creators. They have interviews on the internet, and I'm just watching them. I'm still watching them today, just learning from their mistakes, what they did, what platform they used to handle traffic attribution, what they use for analytics, and it's completely different. This is like a whole new world, honestly, app development. This is so different, right, from just building a website. So I did that. Then we found a team on the internet. You know, you go to a site like Odesk.com, Guru.com, and we interviewed about 30 different companies. Okay, we just interviewed them. And I found a team that have created some very successful apps in the past, and they have been absolutely amazing. But let me tell you something. Building the app is not for the weak. And let me tell you why. Because once you really get into building the app, there's so many things you want to do. But once the developers start, they can't just change something because you had an idea. And I have a ton of ideas like every 24 hours. But they can't just change something. So it's a whole schedule. So the app that we have here today, there are different releases that's going to take place like in April. Every week there will be a release of a new feature. So it's not that I forgot about a feature. It's just we have to release them in phases, if that makes sense. Okay, it's very complicated on the back end. I'm not a developer, but that's what I did. And I paid some money. But say if you don't have any money, you can use ChatGPT. It's so many artificial intelligent apps and programs right now that are available that will learn, that will teach you how to build an app with no code. All I'm saying is stuff is available, folks. And this is going to be a 9 or maybe a 10-figure company. You'll see. 100%. I just know. 100%. 100%. We're probably going to get bought out by Calm, to be honest with you. You'll see. Calm is probably going to buy us for a couple of billion. But I'll take $200 million. I would take $100 million, honestly, for this app. If I can get the... And it's all about users. It's all about engagement and retention. That's it. If you solve those problems with the app, you can sell it to anybody. And me, $100 million is good enough for me. And if I sell it for $100 million, I would take about, I don't know, $90 million or maybe $50 million. I'll take $50 million and buy homes, and I'll take $30 million, and I will put the $30 million into the stock market, you know, into the index funds. $30 million is going to give me 10 to 20% per year. So that's about $3 million a year. That's about $300,000 a month forever for the rest of my life. And then the other $10 million, I don't know, just sit in the bank and hang out. And that's it. And I'm not even 50 years old yet, folks. I'm still young. I'm still a young man.
I'm 24. What would you say the best part about the songs you create do?
Well, like I told you before, just like songs in general, music is very influential. Music makes your brain very malleable, right? Music triggers the chemical dopamine in the body and the brain that's responsible for the feeling of good feelings. So if that's what music does today, and this is the reason why we're able to remember music, because what we want to do is change our beliefs. What the song does that you're listening to in my app, it changes out your beliefs. Because that's the problem, honestly. If you guys will believe that you can make millions of dollars, or believe that you can get skinny and fit and muscular, or believe that you can be in love or find the love of your life, you'll do it. So it's all about belief. So if I can change your belief by you listening to a song, that's automatically going to relax your mind and your body to assimilate the information, you would just believe it because it will be installed into the mind. Does that make sense?
That's just how it works. I have to, making it 41%. Folks, I am 24 years old. I'm not lying like a rug. I'm 24. Come eight and have a billion.
No, come right now. You know what? Let me show you something. You know, you think I'm lying about calm? Hold on. Let me show you. See, that's the great thing about the internet. On the internet, they tell you exactly how much these companies are making. And I don't have to lie. For what? Let me show you something here. If you ever want to find out how much money an app is making, go to this website right here. Let me give you some free game. Go to that website. Let's go to Calm. Let me show you how much they're making per month. And this is not total. It's not total revenue. They're making $5 million per month. Okay, Calm. You know, LeBron James, he's the brand ambassador for this. Last month, they brought in 400,000 new members, new downloads. 400,000 a month. That's insane, is it not? I haven't seen a Calm ad in a long time, but yet they're still doing 400,000 a month. And $5 million a month. And that's just on probably just the in-app purchases. This is not everything else they're doing. I'm sure they're doing well over $5 million a month, like collectively with everything that they have going on with that app. $5 million. Come on, man. So, I'm about to say Ching Ching. You should create an app what would help people to formulate their why. I've seen you doing it multiple times with people in the live. Change their beliefs. Yeah. Maybe you can sell your next app. I think I'm going to sell this one, honestly. But we'll see. I don't know. I know it's going to get pretty big, so I'm not sure. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I have a partner as well, but we'll see. It's going to be a fun journey, though. What age did you get into the online entrepreneur agenda? In my 20s, for sure. Chang Chang. I like the red light. Appreciate it. Thank you. I got more lights up here. Just got to get plugged in. You are amazing. One says inhale, exhale. One says don't quit. Affirmations, of course. How much of an investment is the app? All right, so far I've spent north of $100,000. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. God, what? Wes? Listen, you don't have to spend that much, you know, honestly. You know, it's up to you and what you want to do and what you want to create and the team that you want to hire. But I got a great company just working, a great group of developers. So, yeah, it's worth it. it's worth it.
And to me, that's a deal. So in 4 years, you blew up? Okay, Colin. Man, I blew up when I was born. What are you talking about? I blew up when I said, Mama, Dada. That's when I blew up. Who wants to hear Wes sing again? Oh, God. What do you think about a jet ski business? Good idea? I guess depending on where you're going to actually put the jet skis. Could be. Depends on the location, the area, and city. What's next here? Questions for me. Ask the questions because my hand is starting to hurt by holding this phone. Thank God I don't have to go work. I don't have to go to the gym tomorrow. I got a rest day. I need a rest day, honestly. My body is on fire. I have been literally putting in the work. Hey, Gina, how are you? And my body needs a good massage. I need a 2-hour massage. Jesus. Hey, Maria, how are you? All right, Derora, Miss Love, brother. How was your workout today? It was brutal. It was legs. Almost passed out. What's your workout routine? Mondays is chest and triceps. Tuesdays, back and biceps. Wednesday, shoulders. Thursday, legs. Friday, rest. Saturday, Pilates. Sunday, rest. Kennedy, how are you? Which is the best way site to learn digital marketing? YouTube.com. Honestly, seriously. YouTube. What's next? Questions here. Talk to me. Ask questions. Oh, I'm gonna get back and go to work. Okay, Priya, how are you? Yeah. Do you ever work on hand strength? I don't think so. Probably not. Taiwan. Yeah, I'm not looking to increase my lifts. I don't go to the gym to lift heavy. I go to the gym to look good, honestly. I just want to look sexy. That's it. I swear to God. I don't care about 300 pounds, 400 pounds. How much can you deadlift? How much? Who gives a fuck? I don't care. I'm there to look good. That's it. Look amazing, okay? Look like a Greek god here. Wes, do you think of a business, Wes, what do you think of a business model in which you have to bid to make money? It sounds cool. What are you working on now? My app, of course. Have you ever had moments where you had a massive breakthrough, the things went flat, you went through the valley? How did you stay consistent through the disappointments? Yeah, Nick Yards, I've been there many times, honestly, several times. You know, I guess what was important was all that personal development that I listened to when I was starting out. I listened to a lot of personal development, so when I would have challenging moments, I would just use positive self-talk. I said, I got this. I said, this is not the worst. Something better is going to happen from this issue. Right, so a lot of positive internal communication really helped me through those times as well. How old were you when you had a child? You know, I have no clue. I don't know, in my 20s, which I'm still in my 20s, wink, wink. What was or is your greatest moment in life? My children, my kiddos, that was my greatest moment.
moments. My lovely kiddos, my babies, I love them so much. What is your greatest accomplishment? My lovely children, Deasia, David, and Denaya, my loves, my babies, my best friends. Actually, I just talked to I just had a chat with two of my children tonight. It's always great catching up. What books do you recommend on focus and discipline? You don't need to read a book to learn how to focus and discipline. You need to separate things out of your life. You got too much going on. Hey, Stephanie Springer, how are you? Shiesty baby, how are you? My son's name is David, my firstborn. Oh, that's amazing, pissy chick. David the Great. Well, my son, his name is King David. That's what he called himself. Kings the Gods, KDG. What's next? Who took notes tonight? Who took notes tonight? First, I noticed all your kids first start with the letter D. Yep. You can blame the mother for that. That was her. The mother, she named all her children with the letter D. You have to ask her. I wasn't a part of the naming process. What's next? On your road to success, how many friends did you start cutting out of your life that were aligning with what you wanted? Oh, everybody, honestly. I cut everybody. I even cut my family out of my life when I was building my companies. D for daddy, too. Yeah. Absolutely. What is the one thing you wish you had known in your early 20s that you know now? I guess, you know, it wasn't that difficult. You know, making money wasn't really that hard. I guess in the beginning you think it's hard, but honestly, it really wasn't that difficult. I think we make it difficult. We make it very hard to make money, but it's very simplistic. The tough part is just getting yourself to do what's necessary to create the wealth. But I actually like selling or trying to sell somebody or creating marketing online. That's just kind of, it's not that difficult. Ugh. All right, thanks, Dero. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. And if you want access to the DreamRiz app, just go to www.dreamriz.com and you will instantly get access to the app tonight on your iPhone. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. I'll be back tomorrow. Love you guys. Can you say it back if you don't mind? I'd love to see 20 I love yous before I go to bed tonight. I want to have dreams of my audience and all my followers sending me love and also manifesting their dreams. Thank you so much. Thank you for the love, Pixie Chick and Marco and Priya. Thank you, Yurin. I appreciate that. And Day's Tours, love you to life as well. I love you as well. I love you too, Colleen. Love you, Kimberly. Love you, Pamela. Love you, Rosemary. Love you, Anthony. Love you, Trey. Let's go. I see you guys tomorrow. Don't give up, okay? What if you don't give up? Remember, tomorrow is a brand new day. Change your habits. Listen to the song. Like, if you don't do anything, just listen to the darn song. Listen to it for 45 days, every day, as much as humanly possible. And just watch what happens in your life. Much love. This is West Virgin, and let's go.